Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, holding Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chof Gimel, in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Revi, starting Halacha Beis in Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. V'Oid Zois Hoysob Yerushalayim Yiseyur Al Yavne. There's something the Yerushalayim was greater than Yavne. It's an additional thing, and the Bavli addresses what was the first thing. Shekol Yer Shiroya V'Shamas V'Kroivo V'Yichola Loivo. Any city who sees Yerushalayim, here's Yerushalayim, here's the Sheriff in Yerushalayim, and is close by and could come as well, Toikim Bo. You could blow Shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos. Because the previous Mishnah told us that when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, you blow Shofar in Yerushalayim. Any city which is close by and can hear and has all the conditions we'll see in the Gemara can also blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah that falls on Shabbos. But Yavne, you blow Shofar only in Beis Din. And not in the surrounding cities. So Dr. Gemara, Vehem, Shiubo, Kol, Adrochim, Eilubo. Meaning the city that can blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos has to have all the conditions that the Mishnah mentioned. The Gemara goes to explain. Royo, Vehem, Shemas, if it could see Yushalayim, but cannot hear Yushalayim, Kegon Yushalayim, Milamalon, Vier, Milamaton. So the city is lower than Yushalayim. It could see Yushalayim, but can't hear the voice coming from Yushalayim. Shemaz vein aroy can hear Yerushalayim, can hear the blowing of the shofar, but cannot see Yerushalayim. Ha'ar mafsik, there's a mountain in between. Roy of the Shemaz, he can see Yerushalayim, hear Yerushalayim, vein yichola lavoy, but can't come to Yerushalayim. It's chutz atchum, it's out of the tchum, and you can't come to Yerushalayim. Can't come on Shabbos. Roy of the Shemaz v'kroivo, it sees, hears, it is close by, vein yichola lavoy, but still can't come. What is that? Hanachal mafsik. There's a river in between the cities, you can't come. Says the Gemara, what happens if you could come with an Eruv? Meaning it's not close by because it's not in the same Tchum. But if you put an Eruv, then you could bring it together. You put an Eruv Tchum, you could do it. Is that considered to be close enough to blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah that falls on Shabbos? And the Gemara does not answer. Says the Gemara, Yach ma'adat oma b'Yerushalayim shekol yishi roya v'shamas v'kroyivo v'yichola lavoy tokim bo. The same we say in Yerushalayim, any place which is close by. Can blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah that falls on Shabbos. So it should say the same thing in Yavne. Why don't we say the same rule in Yavne? Says the Gemara, Yerushalayim dvar Torah. V'ayor esmuchus lo midivreim. V'ayorim ben zakei maskel dvar Torah. That's the gear of Rav Chaim. Meaning, because when you blow Shofar in Yerushalayim, it's mina Torah. Whatever you add around Yerushalayim is midivrayim. So you're adding to Dvar Torah. That's fine. But Yavne midivrayim. Why are you blow Shofar in Yavne? It was a takana, like the previous Mishnah told us. So how is the smucho yislo midivrayim? And now you want to add more for the surrounding cities also do a takana. Rechim v'zakim matkin el divrayim v'yesh takana achar takana. So Rechim v'zakim v'sakin something on a derabonon to add another derabonon to do a takana for a takana. To do that much we don't do. If the Iker plays deraiso, so he has a takana of derabonon for the surrounding cities. But if the Iker plays derabonon, you don't have another takana for the surrounding cities. Here's the Gemara of Simon Mishem Shubalevi. Yotztu beizdi mimokom lemokom v'lo hayu toikim. If Beis Din left their location, so then you don't do Kiyas Shofar. Kiyas Shofar is only if Beis Din is there. Raise the book, Kamei of Simon, I feel like you're biased, bias. What happens if they didn't leave completely? They just went from one house to another. Or I feel like tracking the Kitoin. They went from the big room to a small room. Do you blow Shofar then or not? I don't know. All I heard is going that they left completely. But if they went from one house to another, or from one room to another, I don't know if you could blow Shofar then or not. Halacha Gimel Zog the Mishnah. Parishoyino aya lulav nitol migdosh shivo v'medino yemechot. Another thing that we see, Beis HaMikdosh, they took the lulav for 7 days. Outside of Beis HaMikdosh, they took the lulav only one day, only the first day. Mishachar Beis HaMikdosh, once Beis HaMikdosh was destroyed, hitke Yerucham ben Zakkai, no takon Yerucham ben Zakkai, she lulav nitol b'medino shivo. You should take the lulav all 7 days outside of Beis HaMikdosh. Zeich leMikdash, to remember what we did in Beis HaMikdash. V'sheyeh yom hanef kuloi osor. Another takana of Yerucham ben Zakkai regarding Tetzai Nisan. Dover Nifla Moed, that in this cycle of Daf Yomi, we're learning this Mishnah on Tetzai Nisan. This is the Daf of Tetzai Nisan. The din is that on Tetzai Nisan, they brought the Korban HaOmer. And once they brought Korban HaOmer, then you can eat Chodesh, then you can eat the new grain that grew this year. If there's no Beis HaMikdash, if there's no Oimer, So Mi'ikar Adin, you can eat the Chadosh from the first morning, for the first moment in the morning. He'ir Mizrach Matir, the first thing in the morning, you can start eat Chadosh. Comes up Yechon Ben Zakeh and says, no, wait till the evening. Why? As we learned in Menaches and the Bavli, the reason is because Meher Yibon Beis Hamikdash, maybe next year Beis Hamikdash will be built, and people will say, didn't we eat Chadosh in the morning? You're not going to know. The only reason you ate in the morning last year was because there's no Beis Hamikdash. When you have Beis Hamikdash, you have to wait for the carbon. So in order to avoid that confusion, Yechon Ben Zakeh said, when Beis Hamikdash is not here, you don't eat Chadosh until the evening. So the Gemara addressing the lulav says, "V'samachtem v'nei Hashem lokechem shivas yomim." You'll be happy in front of Hakadosh Baruch Hu for 7 days. Similarly, he's tani. There's a brayse that says, "What's the simcha? B'simchas shlomim akos medaber." Talk about the shlomim, meaning bring korbanos for 7 days. Continues the Gemara daf chav gimel on base. He's tani. Another brayse says, "B'simchas alalav akos medaber." We talk about being happy in front of Hakadosh Baruch Hu for 7 days with the lulav. Mando Amar, we're going to use the gears of Rav Chaim over here. Mando Amar, b'simchas alalav akos medaber. We talk about the lulav. Payer meshur in dvar toiro, v'shar kol hayom in dvar toiro. So in the Beis Hamikdash, all 7 days, you have a dvar toiro to use the lulav, because it says 7 days, samachtem ne'ashem, referring to the lulav. Yechim ben Zakeh, maskal dvar toiro. Comes from Yechim ben Zakeh, it says, outside of Beis Hamikdash, you should do it zeichel min hamikdash, meaning, mi'ikar, what you do in Beis Hamikdash is min ha'toiro, outside of Beis Hamikdash is a takaron derabanan. But Mandom b'simchas shlomim akos medaber. But according to Mandom, that says we talk about the korbanos, and there's no pasuk in the Torah to tell you you have to have the lulav be saying this for 7 days. But yoyim arishon dvar Torah v'shar kol yomim midivrayim. So in Beis Hamikdash itself, the first day is min haTorah, and the rest of the days is only midirabanan. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakeh matkel divrayim. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakeh is saying a takano outside Beis Hamikdash to do all days when Beis Hamikdash itself is only midirabanan. Similar to the question we had before, do you do a takana on derabanan? The whole fact you have 7 days in Beis Hamikdash of derabanan, so you come and do a takana outside Beis Hamikdash for the derabanan. So the word brings us a question: the mandam of the whole, the samachtim refers to the shlamim. Ketiv the Gemara says, "Chavirayu bon kamir of Yoino." The friends ask of Yoino, "Kamoy da tomatawan?" The same we said before. V'yikravtem ishel Hashem shivas yomim. That you have korbanos of Musaf for 7 days. Ain't shiva b'loy Shabbos, include Shabbos. So the kavoso, same way, when it says v'samachtem v'nei Hashem lokechem shivas yomim, it says you have to be happy 7 days, referring to the lulav. Ain't shiva b'loy Shabbos, you should be able to do it on Shabbos. Why do we say that only when the first day falls on Shabbos, then you have lulav? But if you have Shabbos fall on any other day of Sukkot, then you don't have lulav. So the Gemara, Amalon Shani, the answer is because it says, "V'lakachten lachem b'yom rishoyin, cholak arishon mehem." It says you take the first day. So the first day is different. The first day is even on Shabbos. The other days is not on Shabbos. So the Gemara, so if the whole idea is that the first day is different than the other days, says me'alto b'mikdash yidoche yitche, we fully lo yitche. So Beis Hamikdash, we have all 7 days, and the first day is different. First day is Deich Shabbos, other day is not Deich Shabbos. But outside Beis Hamikdash, where you take lulav only one day, Mi'ikar Min HaTorah, so maybe the first day will not be Deich Shabbos, and we know the Mi'ikar Adin, the first day is Deich Shabbos. If you'd say, take in front of Hashem, kan ribo me'ukom acher mi'et. It's going to tell you, here is when you do it on Shabbos, others not. It says, wherever you are, you're taking the first day, you're comparing all the locations to the same thing for the first day. That's different. That's you have only in Yerushalayim. But the first day is all the same. There's the same din that you have in Beis Hamikdash, you have in other places, and they both are being taken in on Shabbos. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chof Gimel.